Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for being here or being on the call. We're going to call the meeting to order, and our first item is the approval of the minutes from the April 4 meeting. Those are sent around.
I will move approval. I looked at them in there as I remember.
Matt, I can second that.
Great. Thank you. Any discussion? Then all in favor say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Matt.
Doug.
Thank you. Then we're on to the loans. We have quite a large package of loans here. I'm turning to the right page. Give me a moment, please.
This is Doug. I noticed we've got a $16 million loan. That's the unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have some discussion. We've got a total of almost $28 million in loans this month. So I'll make a motion to approve so we can begin the discussion.
This is Doug. I'll second the motion.
Thank you. And then any discussion, I'll start with, as Doug was noting, we have $16 million loan from the to the Kenosha Unified School District, I think. Yeah, school district. Otherwise, quite a few smaller level loans. I don't know if there's any discussion regarding those.
You know, we're seeing in Kenosha are getting busy down there. We got $16 million and $6 million, respectively, so the schools are getting their places fixed up.
Okay. All in favor of the loan, say aye. Aye, aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
This is Matt, I'll vote no.
Okay. And the loans are approved this month. The next, we move on to the, we don't have any old business.
But this is Doug.
Go ahead.
Chairman, under old business, I've got a thought. Several times we've talked around about Matt's idea of us getting involved in real estate. And just recently, I've gotten a memo and some information about legislation involving that. I don't want to go into detail now, but I would like to make a motion or a suggestion that at our next meeting, which is whatever that is, May something, we have a face-to-face meeting so we can actually set aside some time to discuss that in some detail. I think that would be appropriate.
I agree with you that it makes sense for that item. We should meet face-to-face. It has too many visual materials to do by a phone call, and I'm fine with that.
This is Matt. I'm fine if it's next meeting or the meeting, whatever meeting afterwards, whatever works for your gentleman's schedule, I can make it happen.
Yeah, can we do that on May 2nd? That would be good for me.
I'll defer to the Attorney General.
And I'm going to defer to Donna, who has all sorts of secrets about my schedule that I don't necessarily have to know on a day-to-day basis. I'm not going to mess up her plans. So we'll have, I know Vicki will reach out to Donna right away and figure out if that works. Right,
okay.
Vicki?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, that's a good future agenda item. We do have under new business the discussion about staff attendance, and specifically Jonathan and Tom attending the Western States Land Conference Summer Conference. There is an attachment. It's in Alaska this time, and I'll just note we don't pick the locations. Somebody else did, and the next year is expected to be in Duluth. That'll be a little closer and cheaper. But it's Alaska this time. I note too that over the last 2 years, we've been skipping the winter conferences, and we just send staff to one. So we've cut back on this. I still think they're valuable, and I'm going to let Tom or Jonathan talk a little bit about some of the value they get out of these, please.
Thank you, Brad. The value that we get out of these conferences comes in a couple different areas. The first one, I think, was helping us achieve a culture change at VCPL. If you go back over a decade ago, I think there were a lot more people here that really approached it more from a conservation end. And becoming associated with the Western states, they approach it very differently. They approach their land holdings from a revenue-generating standpoint, but they do it in an ecologically responsible manner. And that being associated with Western states, I think, helped us make that culture change here. The next piece of it is kind of a technical support, if you will. It's nice to be able to go to these things and learn, in essence, the best way of handling title problems that involve omitted lands when the original surveys were goofed up, instead of running around trying to reinvent the wheel, figuring out, you know, from one of the other states, oh, there's a relatively straightforward way of dealing with the Bureau of Land Management on these issues. And then the final one is asset management. As these Western states manage land and some of them also manage money, helping to bring their best practices in terms of managing both land and money to the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands benefit. So,
Brad, this is me, Jonathan. I've used it many times calling people that I've met at the last conference. And last conference in Idaho had a whole day devoted to asset management. This conference is mostly focused on water, land, submerged lands, and the legal issues, which I think are beneficial. But we got a lot of value out of last year's meeting. I think Rich can speak to it, but I'm glad to answer any questions.
Well, this is Doug. I think there's also a certain advantage of us showing the flag that we're really serious about this, and had a commissioner go to a meeting for some time. So I would like to make a motion, if you will, that I be allowed to attend this meeting so we can actually have one of the commissioners there to represent the state.
In terms of you being allowed to attend, I mean, we certainly sanction that. I think the issue is whether we, as an agency, we pay for your attendance, Doug, but that we can discuss that.
Right. It's only a couple thousand dollars, I guess.
All right, I'll begin the discussion. I see great value in sending members of our team. This in the business world, where they certainly are conscious of the dollars spent. Business people go to conferences regularly to learn the best practices, to learn the tools that are available, to build relationships. We certainly have those same benefits to us. Even at the nonprofit sector, people do that. So I think it's part of the responsible run of our agency to send members of our team to these to learn those things. I don't know if there's other discussion about it, about in terms of Jonathan and Tom. And I think that we're not proposing Rich this time, as I understand, because this one isn't going to be about financial stuff.
Yeah, and it's expensive. We did skip the last two winter conferences. Of course, last year we sent four people, including John Schwartzman and Rich. I would say the fact that we got over $2 million worth of timber booked right now is a reflection of some things that Schwartzman learned there.
Okay. Any other discussion? Well, I'm going to make a motion then to, I suppose I did this in reverse order, I'm sorry. I'm going to make a motion for Jonathan and Tom to attend this conference coming up in Alaska.
Well, I would like to amend that to add myself to that. I think we ought to have one commissioner occasionally show up and indicate that we take them seriously.
I would prefer to treat these as two separate motions, so I don't want to second the amendment. Okay. Without a second, we won't be able to proceed to any vote on this. All right. I guess for lack of a second, the motion failed. Then, sorry about that, guys, but then on the executive secretary's report.
Well, should we, for the sake of it, consider my motion that I be allowed to attend? So I make that motion, see if we get a second.
I'll second it for purposes of discussion.
You?
Go ahead.
Well, I sort of made the point as to why I think it would be important for one of the commissioners to attend this, and I would like to represent the state.
Okay, my position is that I think that Jonathan and Tom would represent us very capably. We're basically a board of directors. We don't run the day-to-day operations of the agency as commissioners. I think this is the kind of thing we're best served spending the money on, the day-to-day operations people. So it's not a motion right now, but I would support Jonathan and Tom going. But Doug, I don't see the same utility in sending one of the commissioners. I'm sorry.
Well, this is a change of policy, which I resent, and I made that quite clear.
Okay. Well, then we still got, we have the motion and the second. All in favor of Doug attending, vote say aye, please.
Aye, Doug.
This is Matt. This is Matt. I'll vote no.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry, Doug. It's not a personal thing. I'm trying to parse out, kind of from a business perspective, what makes most sense for what we're doing. And I know I agree with the point that it's not a large amount of money in the end. So I would support sending staff, but perhaps we can put it on the agenda next meeting and give people have time to reconsider whether we might have a second on that motion. Okay. Any executive secretary report?
Yeah, just a brief one. You got the transaction report and you got the investment summary. As you recall, the last board meeting, I indicated that the bonds that we were purchasing at that time were consistently yielding above 3.5%. And you can see on the investment summary, our bond portfolio at this point in time is yielding 3.65%. Our local government loan program is yielding 3.68 with a total, after you take the cash that's kind of making not much money, of 3.3. We're on track to have an increased distribution for 2017 over what we had in 2016. And on top of that, if you look at the investment transaction report, we recently sold $11.3 million worth of bonds. Those bonds yielded a capital gains of $950,000. Rich's timing really is the critical element in this. Since I said last week or last meeting that our prices were holding high, bond prices have dropped and the capital gains opportunity arose. So we've now booked, what, Rich, $5.4 million?
That's right, Jonathan.
$5.4 million of capital gains that have been booked, in other words, already realized. So that'll partially fill the smoothing fund and have an additional $1.3 or $4 million to distribute on top of our interest earnings. So looking pretty good on that. I'd like to ask Rich to just describe one transaction of a farmer's home loan bond that occurred recently, because when he was suggesting buying it, I thought the coupon was darn low, and I was kind of cranky with him. Tom and I discussed it, and Rich prevailed. How long did you hold that bond, Rich?
About 30 days, Jonathan.
All right. Well, we held it 30 days. Go ahead. You can toot your horn.
Well, there was a $5 million bond that we purchased on March 9th, and it was a Federal Home Loan Bank bond, which had been an agency that was unavailable to BCPL prior to our getting the Prudent Investor Authority. We purchased it as a long-term investment. It did have a slightly lower coupon than bonds we had been investing in. It was 3.4.
Right.
But it was a little bit shorter term, and so I thought that it was probably still a good acquisition. We continue to monitor market conditions on a day-to-day basis, and we've recently acquired a Bloomberg terminal, which is now on a trial basis, and so I was able to monitor daily the bid-ask pricing from dealers on this particular bond. And when the bid prices, interest rates have gone down quite a bit over the last month, and when bid prices on the bond reached what I had predetermined as a target level, I was able to call up a dealer and sell that bond and make $150,000 during the holding period, which worked out pretty well for us.
Well, that's an annualized return of 33% on that particular acquisition, which is pretty good for us. And then on the capital gains sale that we've already booked, those bonds, if you look at it, because we held them for a while, some of them over a year, we still yielded over 6%, or about 6%, on that package of bonds. So the Prudent Investment Authority is being used as it relates to bonds that we were previously unable to purchase, absent that authority and your investment policy that you adopted in early November. We have not moved into equities. The market is pretty volatile. You know the story on that. We're sticking right now to things that we have a level of comfort with, but we're utilizing the new tools effectively, I believe. So I think we're looking for a pretty good return coming up this year, even though bond prices have started sagging again.
A little bit. One thing I would want to point out is that even though we've been able to capture $4.5 million in capital gains during the first quarter, the bond portfolio has actually increased an additional $4.6 million above that amount. And so our bond portfolio has performed very well over the last 3 or 4 months.
You're worth your weight in gold, Rich. Thank you so much for your hard work on all this.
Well, it's fun when you're making money. So that's the end of my report. Oh, wait, one more thing. We had a meeting, we've had two meetings now with WIDA, and one fairly recently, within 2 months, and we're going to be meeting with WIDA again this week. We're going to be dealing with WIDA, we hope. We're right now negotiating on making some investments in some WIDA bonds that would be favorable for us as well. That is looked upon quite favorably within the administration because they're looking for the agencies to cooperate. We think we may have an opportunity to do that and to meet all of our benchmarks. So we'll let you know what happens with WIDA, but I think that there's likely to be an investment that we'll make there. We actually already bought one package of their bonds. They didn't even know we did it.
Yeah, we bought those on the secondary market, but this would be a direct transaction.
This would be a direct transaction. So that's all I have to report, I think. Yeah.
Okay. I'll be honest, I don't necessarily follow all of that investment stuff, but I do understand what the bottom line is, and I appreciate your hard work on it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We all thank you.
Okay, I think that's all we've got for today. So we will talk again in about 2 weeks.
Very good.
Thank you, everyone.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.